Bars, restaurants, and concert halls across the country are being shuttered to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. But the only way to get an initiative on the ballot requires campaigners to come face-to-face with Idahoans and ask for signatures of support. James Dawson looks at how that requirement could torpedo direct democracy in Idaho.
2 years ago, signature gatherers with Reclaim Idaho walked mile after mile, knocking on doors to ask people to sign a petition to expand Medicaid coverage in the state. The group's newest initiative would raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help pay for education. It's one of three active initiative campaigns in the state right now. But with an April 30th deadline to turn in petitions, Reclaim Idaho's executive director, Rebecca Schroeder, is asking state officials to let them collect signatures online to avoid spreading the coronavirus.
A lot of our volunteers are in that at-risk group, maybe retirees, or some folks have an underlying medical condition.
Such a move would require legislative approval to change state code. At least one other state has taken steps to address this. Over the weekend, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reduced the number of signatures initiative campaigns needed to gather under that state's declaration of emergency.
It would just be wrong to allow this to not let Idahoans exercise their constitutional right.
As of last week, Reclaim Idaho had gathered more than half of the 55,000 signatures it needs, but still needs far more from residents outside Boise to qualify for the November election. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.